Hello?
Hi, is this Zaina?
Yes.
Hi, I'm just returning the call. I think we got disconnected for the
Yeah,
roundup.
I just got you. Yes. I was
Okay.
wondering what happened. I didn't know. I just heard some beeping noise and it went off or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did too. I think the transfer got messed up or something. I'm sorry. I'm just going to continue. Is that okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And then once again, this is a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. We're almost done with the questionnaire, so I'll just continue here. Okay, give me one second here. Okay, so I have your phone number and then I have your email. Okay, your email is ciphersZainaTX@gmail.com. Yep, okay, perfect. And then you did say you saw that Roundup was connected to your injuries on TV and online. Okay, so I'll just review
Yes.
here. And then you did use Roundup seasonally. Did you use a hand sprayer or a backpack? Do you remember?
Sprayer.
Hand sprayer, okay. All right, and then what state did you use Roundup in?
Texas.
Texas, okay. All right, and was it you that personally sprayed Roundup, or were you around somebody else that used it?
It was me.
Okay, so directly exposed. And do you live near a water well, or do you get your water from a well at all?
No.
No, okay. And were you ever exposed to any other herbicide sprays, or benzene, or Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And do you know what type of Roundup it was? That was it a concentrate or a premix?
Well, I pre it was I would mix it with water.
You'd mix it with water, okay. So it was a concentrate.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, perfect. Okay, the home, and then you bought it at Home Depot. Okay. And have you ever been a smoker?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
No, okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Did you ever lose time from work, from any surgeries or treatments related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay. Can you describe the dates that you were unable to work?
It was when it had started. I was just self-employed. I just cleaned houses and I couldn't do it because I was so sick from the chemo.
Yeah. Okay, I see. And then if you had to put a date to that, what would you say? What years or what month?
When it started was 2012. It was
2012.
July, about around July 2012.
July 2012. Okay. And then up until when?
It stopped in 2019.
Okay. So from 2012 to 2019, you were unable to work?
Yes, I didn't I just stopped using it. I wasn't that's about when that's right in that time area is when about that I it affected my job, you know what I mean? Because
Right.
when it was when I started in 2019 is really when it affected me, you know, but when I started using it, it was 2012, but around 2019 is when it affected my job and everything.
Yeah, I see. Okay, all right. So I'll make a note of that. From 2012 to 2019.
Well, 2012 is just when I started using the Roundup.
The Roundup. Okay. Okay. So let me repeat the question really quick. What dates were you unable to work from getting treatment or any surgeries?
When I started, it was 2019 is when it really affected me on that, because I started, that's when I was diagnosed with everything and I had the chemo and everything.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So you were diagnosed in March of 2019. Okay. So
Yes,
that
ma'am.
was That's when it started affecting you. Okay. So how many months were you unable to work?
I was in the hospital for 6 days, so I did 6 months.
6 months. Okay. Okay. So from March 2019 to about September 2019, would that be accurate to put?
Yeah. That's about, I mean, I was cancer. I was cancer free in 2022. So I had it was about a remission period of 3 years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's about,
So were you unable to work for those 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't up to it for sure.
Yeah. It made everything hard. I understand. Okay. So I'll put 2019 to 2022. And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
No. I have not. No, not yet.
No. Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
No. Okay. And have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then just to review, the diagnosing doctor was Dr. Ernest Cochran?
Yes.
Okay. And that was Hunt Regional Medical Center. Okay. And that was in Greenville, Texas. Okay. And then you said you do have medical records.
I think it's called Hunt Regional Healthcare is what the hospital is called.
Hunt Regional Healthcare?
Yeah, healthcare.
Okay. One second. Okay. And then the address is 4215 Joe Ramsey Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. And then you said you were last treated in 2019?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the date of your last treatment?
March 20, 2019.
March 20.
Was my treatment date.
All right. March 20 of 2019. And what kind of treatment did you receive? Was there any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, or anything else?
Yeah, chemotherapy. I had chemotherapy, pain meds, and antibiotics.
Okay. Pain meds and antibiotics and chemotherapy. All right. And then is there anything specific that you want to add or note of how your diagnosis has affected or has impacted your life? Anything you want to note for the case?
No. I just had hair loss and, just loss of appetite and stuff like that. I was really miserable.
Yeah.
It was really hard, but I'm better now, so. I made it through it. I'm just happy I'm still here.
Right. Yeah. I'm so glad you're here too. I'm so glad I could help you today.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I'm still alive, you know?
Right. Yep. That's all that matters. Okay. So I'll make a note there. There was hair loss and loss of appetite. Okay. And we're almost done here. I do appreciate your patience. The last thing I need is just an emergency contact, just in case you become unresponsive. So if we can't get a hold of you, we'll contact your emergency contact just so there's no disruptions in the case. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or live separate?
It's my mom, and she lives with me, but I don't know. Let me see if I can get her on. Number on here.
Yeah, no problem. You can put me on speaker if you need to. That's okay.
Okay. Okay. Do you want her number?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 903 413-1328.
Okay, perfect. And then that is your mother. What is her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Is that M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E?
M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Sorry, spell it one more time.
Michelle, M-E-C-H-E-L-E-E.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on. It's M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E.
L-L-E. Okay, Michelle with the E. Okay, got it. All right. Okay, so that's it for the intake questions here. So what I'll do next, like I said earlier, I'll send you a document to sign. It's an electronic document through DocuSign. Have you done one of those before?
I've done one once before. I could probably get it done.
Yeah, okay. It's really quick.
You just email it to me?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so I'll send it through email and text message. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier for you to open. It's just going to ask for a few initials, a few signatures. It just gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case.
Okay.
All right, so I just sent it over. I'll stay on the line with you in case you need any help navigating the page, and then I'll let you know what to expect next.
Okay.
All right, so just let me know if you got it. It should say Natalia wants to send a DocuSign or documents from Mass Tort Strategies, one of those two.
Okay. I got this one. At anywhere where there's a arrow?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. I think it should be highlighted anywhere that needs a signature.
Okay. Okay. And just finish?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I just got the notification. Everything is signed. All right. And you'll get a copy of everything that you signed through another email again, so you have that for your records. Now, the next thing to expect is give the attorneys about 5 to 10 business days to review the information. Then they'll give you a call to do a case verification, and they'll ask for anything else that they need, and they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, so what I'll do next is I'll send you another text message with my direct line and then the name and number of the attorneys that will be representing you. Zaina, if you have any questions or any concerns, please give me send me a text or give me a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Of course. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.